think area.
Okay.
And then
I'm gonna. Okay.
And this is important.
So the pasuk says this is in Parak Yud Beis, pasuk Beis. Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim rishonu lachem lachadshei hashana. So the Ramban says in explaining this pasuk that we're commanded to count the years, the months of the year in a certain order, rishon and sheni. And he says it's Zeichel Gulos. I'll read the Ramban's lashon inside. Tam Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem. The reason for the biblical mandate, Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, Sheyimnu Oso Yisrael Chodesh Rishon. That Klal Yisrael should refer to this month as being the first month. Umimenu Yimnu Kol Chodashim Sheni Shlishi. And from there they'll count. This next month is the second month, and so on and so forth. Ad Tashlam Hashanah, until the end of the year, v'shnei masar chodesh. Now, there's a 12-month cycle, with that month being the first in the count. All right? The Ramban continues, and he says the following. Sheyi k'dei, why is this? K'dei sheyi azez yikaron b'neis hagadol. Why do we start with that month as being the first month? The great miracle that occurred will be constantly remembered because we'll always be making reference to that event. How? Because even when you say today's the second month, or today's the third month, today's the fourth month, so on and so forth, you're always going to be referencing it. Why is it the third month? Oh, because there was a first month. And what took place in the first month? That great miracle. That's why, if you look through the Bible, look through the Torah does not refer to the months by name. The names are much later inventions. Some of them are not even really Hebraic in their origin.
Certain of the names in the Tanakh, in the Chumash, do have Hebrew names. Chodesh, Yerach Ziv, Yerach Etanim.
Perhaps they're not the months that we, those are descriptive terms, but they're not the name.
Yerach Aviv,
right.
That's Nisan.
Exactly, I'm saying those are more describing the season. It's not really a name of the month per se. Now, you don't find Kislev, Tammuz, El, those names
in
that.
Of those names, 11 of them are what the Assyrians used. Yeah. And one of them in their language meant literally eighth month, Mar Cheshwan.
Right, Mar Cheshwan. That's why the real name of the month is Mar Cheshwan, not Cheshwan.
Yeah.
Okay, Val Kain, in the Chadashim Shem Batorah. Ela Yomar Bachodesh Hashlishi, Vaomer Vayihi Bashana Hashenis Bachodesh Hasheni. I'm skipping ahead a little bit. Ukamosha Tiyah Hazachira B'Yom HaShabbos. Similar to the way we reference Shabbos, right? Hayom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Sheni B'Shabbos, Hayom Shlishi B'Shabbos, Hayom Revi'i B'Shabbos, and so on and so forth. Bimnosenu Mimenu Echa B'Shabbos V'Chule. So too, Kach Hazachira B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not the way we count for the cycle of months, of years, because that cycle begins at Tishrei. As it says, V'chag ha'asif t'kufas ha'shana, uksiv b'tseis ha'shana, imkein k'shenikra l'chodesh nisan rishon u'l'tishrei shvi. In this context, when the Torah tells us to refer to Chodesh Nisan as the first month, the first of the months, and Tishrei, the Shvi, Pisrona Rishon LeGeula. When we refer constantly to Nisan as the first month, we're saying this is the first month since our great redemption. The Shvi, and so on, and Tishrei is the seventh from that great event. V'zetam Rishon Hu Lachem. That's why we say that it is Rishon Hu Lachem unto you. She'enena Rishon Bashan. It's not really first in terms of counting years, aval hu rishon l'shem shenikrala zikaron geula or l'zichron geula seinu. And the Ramban goes on, but in the interest of time, we'll just mention that the Ramban basically continues with this theme that it's called rishon. It's not rishon bashana; it's rishon lachem because it's rishon for the geula. When the Ramban came to Eretz Yisrael, after his famous disputation, right? After his famous disputation in Barcelona with the church, with Pablo Cristiani, which basically he was forced into, he had no choice. he fled, ultimately had to flee, because he was told he had free reign. He could say whatever he wanted. Even though his predecessors, who engaged in similar debates, were not given that same latitude. So he said, listen, I can't engage in a debate if you put limits on what I could say, just because you might consider it to be blasphemous. You have to understand that you're going to say things that I might conceive as being blasphemous. So the story is that the king apparently was a somewhat fair-handed king, and he wanted to see a good fight. So therefore, he allowed Ramban to say whatever he wanted, even though there was a lot of pressure from the church not to allow the Ramban to say things that would be construed as blasphemous or heresy. What happened was, at the end of the debate, in which the Ramban was obviously victorious, the church made it seem like the Ramban was the loser.
They sent letters all around their realm, including to the Jews. And
everyone had been there. Everyone knew exactly what happened. So Ramban said he had to have an accurate record of what occurred. So he wrote down a full history, a full minutes,
account,
if you will, of the debate. We have it. It's been actually translated into English. And for that, the Ramban got in trouble, because he said, listen, you had permission to speak whatever you wanted. No one gave you permission to write things that were heretical. And therefore, they basically forced him out of Spain, out of Aragon, I believe it was. And he had to run to Eretz Yisrael. Not before receiving
the
actually
BBC
a...
The BBC made a film of his disputation about 26 years
ago.
Yeah,
if anyone wants to see it, I actually have a copy.
I have it also.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was interesting.
They dramatized
yeah.
the debate.
Yeah, if you want to, you might remind me. If you still have,
the only time
you still have
BBC
something that plays tapes. I think it's a VHS tapes.
Actually,
it was well done. It was pretty accurate. Mm. The so close.
Is that similar to the Kuzari?
The Kuzari is questionable exactly with the church. So the Ramban, prior to getting to Eretz Yisrael, gave a famous drasha shortly after arriving in Eretz Yisrael, gave a drasha. It's published. This is drasha called the Ramban's drasha on Rosh Hashanah. And in that drasha, he explains the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi writes, Shemos HaChadashim Olu Imohem Yibavel. And he says, Kolomar, Shemitchila Lo Hayu Lahem Shemos B'Yisrael. These months did not have quote-unquote names. They referred to as month one, month two, so on and so forth. So what does it mean when the Yerushalmi says that the names of the months came with the Jews from Bavel? So Ramban says that the months didn't have names originally. Ad sheyatzanu mi-Bavel, until we were exiled from Bavel. V'ha'aleinu ha-shemos misham, we took the names from Bavel. V'ha'siba b'zeh, says the Ramban, v'fi shemetchila mitztavinu lemnosam b'zikaron ge'ulas mitzrayim. The whole mandate in this week's Torah portion to refer to Nisan as the first month was so that we would always refer to the months in terms of their orientation to Nisan. So we'd always remember the Geulas Mitzrayim. Just another example of the prominence that Geulas Mitzrayim has in our life. As we mentioned previously, that the mitzvah of Mezuzah, on some levels, tied into remembering the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we mentioned that Tefillin is tied into the Zeichu Yetzias Mitzrayim. And many other things that we do throughout the year are somehow bound up with remembering Mitzrayim. Sukkot, Pesach. Right? It was such a pivotal moment in the creation of Klal Yisrael that it's in our best interest to constantly remember. And the Ramban continues, and he says that Vasiba b'zeh l'fisha mitchilan stavinu l'nosam b'zikaron v'zichon gulas Mitzrayim. When we left Bavel, and then we were first commanded in Yirmiya, v'lo lo v'omar od chai Hashem asher hela espnei yisrael me'eretz Yisrael ki im chai Hashem asher hela v'asher hevi espnei yisrael me'eretz Tzafon. And he goes on to quote the pasuk, chazar nelikos chadshenu legulas Tzafon. Lo shenishne hashemos harishonim v'nishkach gulas mitzrayim el shenitzarev shem shemos bavel hodia ulizkar shesham amadnu umisham hotzianu Hashem. So we also took the months of the names from Bavel also as a reminder that we were in Bavel and then we got out of Bavel. Right? And it's in the same way that we were supposed to refer to the months as 1, 2, 3, because of Mitzrayim, we also took the names of the months from Bavel as a similar reminder. It's a very interesting idea. And as I said, the Ramban really talks about it at length here in the drasha. I'm just going to, in the interest of time, just mention it outside. But this drasha is readily available.
When did they first call it Nisan?
Okay, so just moving right along through this issue, because it has a halachic ramification for us. According to Rav Yosef Albo, when we left Bavel, it's actually the original names were sort of uprooted. And he writes, Mitzvah HaTorah Limnos Minisan Ro'i L'Hanicha. You see in the critical edition here of the Ramban's Droshos, so in the footnote, they make reference to this Shita of Rav Yosef Albo in the Sefer HaIkarim. Bear with me for 1 second, if you will. Yeah. V'nira ha-bali karim haven del rabbeinu niskavna ha-torah ba-omra ha-chod shazel lachem rosh chadashim la-seis isu l'kriya shemos ha-cherim. He says that from the Ramban, it's mashma that it was really forbidden to refer to the months with other names. Could not refer to the months. You had to use this type of system of calling it month one, month two, month three. I'm going back a little bit. So understanding the Ramban, we find three opinions in understanding what the Ramban's opinion was or Shita was with regard to the nomenclature of the months and the Torah's mandate to refer to Nisan as the first month. He says, the Bali Karim, again, that's Rav Yosef Albo, in Maimar Gimel, Perek Ted Zayin, says that when we, Kisha Olu Mi Bavel, Ne'akru Hashemos HaKodmim, U'mitzos HaTorah Lemnos Minisan Roi La'Nicha. V'loman mikan neged nitzchiyos haTorah Mari ben Chaviv be'en Yaakov reish Megillah heisegal dvarav daTorah hi nitzches v'lo yitachin shisbatol davar min haTorah. Can't be that there's any such concept that there's a new system now. There's a new system of months. We're going to use those names unlike the original names. That's the Shita, as I said, of Rav Yosef Albo, the Shita of the Yaakov. Then there's a third Shita. So the Shita of the Baal Sefer Yikarim is that we left Bavel, Nekru HaShemos HaKodmim, and we no longer had to refer to the months as 1, 2, 3, 4. That's a troubling position for others, and they said, no, there's no such thing. You can't tell me that something in the Torah was somehow taken away just because we went into Bavel. And the Maharam Ben Chaviv, the author of the Ein Yaakov, he says that there's no issur to call the names by other months, but if a person wants to call them, if he wants to call them by the Minyan HaChodesh, he has to mention the Minyan HaChodesh with regard to Nisan. And that's what he says here, that V'loman mikan heisig al dvar v'dat tori nitzches lo yitachin shiz batal dover min haTorah. He gave a different pshat. There is no isser to refer to the months by their names. But if you're going to refer to them by a numerical system, you want to call it Thomas, call it Thomas. You want to call it Nisan, call it Nisan. That's not a prohibition. You're not violating the Torah's mandate to refer to Nisan as the first month, or to refer to it as the first month. But what's the problem? If you want to refer to the month in terms of its orientation in the cycle of months, you have to refer to it as month one. When you talk about month one, you must be referring to Nisan. That's the Shita. This is important halacha l'maisa. We'll get to in 1 second. And the third position over here is the opinion of the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel says, after we came up from Bavel, we were obligated to refer to the months by the names that we brought up from Bavel, i.e. Nisan and so on, along with their original name, meaning month one. Nischaivu, he says, Lahazkir gam shemos shehelo imam binosaf l'shemos harishonim. So you have three opinions. One opinion is that basically, after we came out of Bavel, we were supposed to call the months by their names, and no longer call them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That opinion is argued on by others. And the second opinion is, no, you don't have to call the months 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can call them by their names, but if you want to refer to them by number, you must use Nisan as number one. And the third opinion is that we actually have to call them Nisan and so on, in addition to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on. Okay, there are other opinions here as well, but in the interest
Excuse
of time.
Me, what does that last opinion mean? Like,
that you have to.
Well, I would have to say Nisan, which is the first month.
Exactly.
And the Iyar, which is the second.
Well, you don't always have to say it that way, but you have to.
Use both?
You have to, yeah, exactly.
Use
yeah.
both the terms.
You have to refer to it with both, exactly. The name and.
And the number.
Why? Why would you
do that? If you learn like the, according to Ramban, if you learn like the Ramban, that we specifically, when Yerushalmi says that we get brought these names from Bavel, so there's an idea that we're supposed to always remember that we were put in Bavel and taken out. Just like we were in Mitzrayim and we were taken out, that's why we call it month one. Oh, we were also in Bavel and we were in a experience of Golos in an exile, and we were redeemed, we call it Nisan. The same reason. So, the Binyan Shlomo, That's Reb Shlomo of Vilna. Yeah, I'm sorry.
What are the translations of the month names themselves? Does anyone
know? Guys, yes.
Oh, I don't know about that.
All right. It's a Japanese thing, maybe. I don't know.
So the Binyan Shlomo in the Chuvos, in Binyan Shlomo, he was the Rav or the Moritz Tzedek, the Avbezin of Vilna after the death of the Gra.
Actually, the secular, I mean, December is the 10th month. October is the 8th month.
According to...
No, you can just see it, hear it. December, decennial. I mean, like October...
Right, so why is it called December? Why is it not the 12th month here?
No,
why?
It's the 10th month from Nisan.
From Nisan?
Yeah, I think.
Two of the emperors introduced extra months, Augustus for August, and I think, I forgot who was it.
Julius Caesar. Well, they didn't introduce extra months. They simply renamed months after
they renamed the
months.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's get back to the issue here, because I want to get to the Halacha Maisa. So the Binyan Shlomo writes that according to the Ramban, even after the months got names, these Persian names or whatever the source of the names were that we took with us from Bavel, there is a mitzvah to refer to the Minyan as the Torah refers to it. Meaning there's a mitzvah to refer to Nisan as the first month. And this count is not batal. In other words, he follows those opinions that say it's not batal. And if that's the case, he wants to know how is it that the Rishonim and Achronim did not require that in Gittin and other shtaros that they would actually have to refer to the system of the months based on Nisan being the first month. How come? How was it that in a get we don't write Nisan, which is the first month? Achodesh Arishon. Rishon,
they had to have leap years from the very beginning.
Count.
If you're born on a leap year halachically, does that have any impact?
But let's leave that for when we get closer to
no Purim. Question. Adar. No correction. That's always Adar or Adar Beis is always 29 days.
So he says he's not sure why it is that historically the scholars, the Chazal, the sages weren't more insistent that when we produced documents that we didn't insist on the months being referred to in this way. And he says further, according to Ramban, he's the one that really popularized this idea, how come he didn't pask in this way in one of his halachic writings? Why does he only sort of couch it over here in his drasha and in his pirush on the Torah? But it seems that there's a halachic consequence from this idea. How come he doesn't insist on it in one of his halachic writings? And today, when we mevarech l'chodesh, right, which is a zecher basically to what was done during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we don't say the minyan of the, we just call it by the name, right? We say month so and so will be on such and such a day and such and such a day. We don't say month one, month two. We refer to it by name. So that's those are a number of his questions. And in response to these questions, or reaction to these questions, he concludes that when you mevarech the chodesh, it's proper to refer to the minyan from Nisan, right? He actually says it should be done. I've never been in a shul where they've done that, but that's what he says. It's this is the Binyan Shlomo and Simon Chaf Beis, but he says that is proper, the proper thing to do. And he says, Umihu, kishim mevarchem es ha-chodesh, bevadei hayo ro'i lahazkir ha-minyan minisan. V'achein, esher, the das Ramban, eino muskan midas kol ha-poskim. Maybe the position of Ramban just wasn't accepted. In other words, according to Ramban, we should be saying month one, month two, but maybe the Ramban wasn't really accepted. D'ho, b'chol ha-poskim, rishonim, lahuskar, the tzarech lahazkir minyan ha-chodesh ha-minisan. The other Rishonim don't make such a big deal about it, that you must refer to the month based on the orientation to Nisan. V'lachin put chazi ma'am adavar. It says, go out and see how it's handled. Obviously, the Klal did not accept this position of the Ramban, so that's why things are the way they are. That's why in Gittin and other Shtaros, and when we say Kiddush HaChodesh, we don't insist on referring to the months as month one, month two, and so on and so forth. The Chasam Sofer, in his commentary to the Torah, in Sefer Toras Moshe, also interesting, in this week's parasha, he quotes the Ramban, and he says, "Kasa Ramban, ain shame prati lachotei hashana, v'chadoshim b'torah." Sorry, ain shame prati lachadoshim b'torah. There are no first names or proper names that are given to the months of the Torah. Rak rishon v'sheni k'dei lios l'zikaron yitzias l'zichron yitzias mitzrayim v'chein yimei haShabbos, which we've seen already in the Ramban. V'su tochachas musar shenichtav b'hamichtavim v'chadome. Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, v'Chodesh Rishon, l'hoyid al b'riyas shamayim v'oretz b'sheshes yamim v'yanach b'yam ha'shvi al yitzias Mitzrayim. Lo chas v'shom k'misparam shal umas ha'olam. Ramban, Toras Moshe rather, the Chasam Sofer, says that based on this Ramban, it's inappropriate on some level for us to refer to the months based on the numeration that's ascribed to them by the Umos HaOlam. For example, what would that mean? I'm just throwing this out hypothetically. For someone to write the date and to say 1-7-11. So it's not so terrible to mention it's 2011 or even to say it's the seventh day, but when you're referring to the January as being the first month, right, maybe that's a violation of this mandate of the Torah to refer to Nisan as the first month. That's what the Ramban's saying. I'll be honest with you, when I was a kid,
it's saying you should convert Nisan to whatever month.
Not convert, but don't refer to January as the first month.
Mm. But I'm saying, so what should you do if you wanted to write the letter?
J-A-N, period.
But if you want to write the number, should you write, like, what's
maybe you shouldn't do that. No, so maybe you should.
Nisan in English is what I'm saying, on the calendar.
Okay. So the Chasam Sofer seems to feel that a outgrowth of this Ramban would be the impropriety referring to the secular months by month one, month two, month three. I'm not saying everyone agrees with that. I'm just saying that's what he seems to be suggesting. The drashos also, the drashos of the Chasam Sofer, this is his drush to Zayin Av. On Zayin Av, in Shnas Tov Kuf Ayin, he gave a drasha. They're recorded. It's drush Lamed Zayin. I'm sorry, it's drush Lamed Zayin. No, I take that back. It's the drush to Lamed Zayin Av and Shnas Tovkuf Ayin. He says, "V'lo ke'osim chadashim mikarov hamonim shekosim bereish megilasa minyan leidas Mashiach hanotzrim." They use the dating system that really is a reference to the birth of the Mashiach, the so-called Mashiach of the Notzrim. He felt that that was inappropriate, right? Saying that the months had a lot to do with the rallying behind Yashka. V'kosei v'chosim atzmo she'en lo chelek b'elokei Yisrael. So the guy who does that is like cutting himself off from Klal Yisrael. He's saying, oh, this is my system, and my system is based on Yashka. My system of, JC.
Yeah, so from a factually halachic standpoint, are we allowed to write?
I'm going to get to that, obviously. I'm not just going to leave you hanging on that. Right. But it seems from here, from the Chasam Sofer's writing, that it would really be problematic. He felt...
I thought you were going to leave us hanging.
No, come on, I don't do that.
Don't you have a problem though? Because like we refer to things nowadays like a sort of legal status. Like if you go to a bank here in America and you write Nisan on there.
No, like, I'm not saying you have to write Nisan. Just don't. Right now, I'm just saying don't write one. Don't write one. You want to write January? Write January. Just write January 7, 2011. Don't write that it's month one. That's the problem.
No, but like certain things are on a computer for
instance. Okay, you're right. Obviously, at the end of the day, I'll just jump ahead a little bit. Obviously, I'm going to say that those types of things are permissible. You don't have a choice. When they say you have to put on your driver's license, do online, and they say you have to do it zero this or whatever it is, then you can't write JAN. There's only two blanks, right?
But what about like here?
If nothing else, you should be sensitive to... my personal sensitivity is, because I'm familiar with this issue,
sure.
I try never to write the date like that unless I, you know, I have to.
One?
I try not to do
it. February or anything?
Yeah, any of them, because the same thing. You're always going back to... Well, let me show you what the other two... Let me show you what the post can say before you decide to alter your method. I mean, Chassam Sofer says, Ein lo chelek b'elokei Yisrael. I mean, I don't want to be one of those guys, you know? It's not. So, one of the Talmidim we have is a sefer here, one of the Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer, the Maharam Shik. We once mentioned the story behind the Maharam Shik. Maharam Shik's name came from, it's Shem Yud Kof. Shem Yehudi Kodesh. Shem Yehudi Kodesh, right. They, at a time when they forced the Jews to take on surnames.
And the original one who took that surname, one of his brothers took, or two of his brothers took a name based on the Pasuk, Nar Hayiti Gam Zakanti. Nar, young. Zakanti, Rais, Grais.
Ah, interesting.
So that's where the name Yungrais comes
interesting.
From.
Interesting. I got old. So the Maram Shik adds on to his Rebbe's, I don't want to say diatribe, but the strongly statements. Worded statements that the Chassam Sofer included in his drashos and in his Pirush to the Torah. He says, by using these dates and names, he actually says there's an Issur d'Oraisa. There's a Torah prohibition, a Torah violation. What's a Torah violation? It says the Torah violation is, it says that you're not supposed to mention the names of false gods. That's why a lot of people are very careful not to say, for example, they'll say Yaska, they'll say something else, and they won't actually say that name the way other people say it. First of all, it refers to him as being the anointed one, basically saying he is the anointed one, he is God.
The
and sea, something.
The sea name refers to that.
Yes, comes from the Latin. But some won't even call him, they'll call him Yashka or Yashka Pondrek. They have all kinds of things they say, just not to say that. For the same reason, a lot of people won't say the holiday that incorporates his name. They'll call it Kratzmach, they'll call it something else. And Jews throughout the generations always had a good sense of humor. And there is an idea that you're allowed to refer to the name or the deity if you do it in a sort of disparaging way. Kratzmach really means I scratch myself. So they would refer to the holiday by saying, yeah, Kratzmach, it means to scratch myself. Right?
The like, other names of the
scratch
months.
Mine, something?
I'm serious. It's a thing.
I don't know.
They call themselves pagans.
I don't know. I got enough trouble knowing about our religion.
They're all those Greek gods again. They mamash, like do sacrifice.
But not among the Greeks themselves.
So the...
I don't know if the Greeks are doing... I don't know if
the Maram...
It's particularly in England and the U.S.
The Maram Shik actually says, Im kein b'nei odom ha'hochem ha'kvaros... The Korah Masha Kosso Sham Imkain Hamatseva, or I'm not sure what the Rosh Teva stands for, but something with regard to Matseva, Sahu, Goremas Lakama Averos, I guess it's Vimkain. The Imkain Dovash Gorma Vera, Vaday Roy Lahash Lechutza, Ulachola Pachos Latia Hasamatseva Betit Adovok Meod Veino Nofokain. He seems to be saying that if you see a gravestone, that has on the gravestone a reference to the secular month by name, and people are going to come
by
there
name
and they're
or
going
by
to,
number.
No, now he's talking about the name of the month. It's a different idea. If you come and you read it, now you're reading out a name that's, again, this false god, this false deity, and he says that it's a violation of the Torah of Shem Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru, and he paskin that you should take down matzevos that have these names on them, and also the dates. You know, the dates, and he writes, B'nei Adam Alchem Al Kvaros, Rekor Masha Kotsu Sham, Im Kain HaMatseva, Hahu Goremes Lekama Averos. This Matseva is causing people to sin. V'im Kain Dova Shigurim Averuhu, I'm sorry, Vada Yroi Lahash Lechutza. You should take it down, or somehow retrofit it, because you're having the months being referred
chisel
to wrong.
The offending...
paste it over somehow. I mean, this is pretty radical.
Matseva is...
The headstone, gravestone.
The gravestone.
Matseva is Mem Tzadi Vez Hey. So that's a pretty radical position to take in light of this this ruling. But if you take the Ramban strictly, it makes good sense. In the interest of time, I just want...
Matseva with a Yud also?
No, I don't believe so. No. It could be that people may spell it that way, but it certainly doesn't need to be that way. And in most cases, it doesn't appear that way. So the Rabbi Vadya in the Abia Omer... In his chuvos over here, we have them here in the basement. If anyone wants to take a look at it, it's Chela Gimel Yeridei Simon Tes. Kedarko, he has a long chuva on this topic, and he writes, Odos Igros Umechtovim Lechavrehem, people who write letters to their colleagues, to their friends, the Kosim Tarich Leminyan Anotzim, and they date these letters with secular dates. Im Yesh Limchos Mishum ubechukaseim lo seleichem. Slightly different analysis. Do we have to make a machad? Do we have to make a protest because these people are following the non-Torah system? They're following the ways of the Gentiles. They're following the ways of the Gentiles. You're not allowed to emulate Gentiles. That's a issur. We spoke about it on Thanksgiving Day. Problem ubechukaseim lo seleichem. Or maybe she'ein baza issur gomer me'adin. Maybe it's not a strict violation of halacha. So, in the course of his lengthy analysis, he says that he wants to prove that the minyan hashanim, that's mekubal today, the system of counting years that's accepted today, does not really refer to counting from yashka. It doesn't really refer to counting on yashka. I mean, again, when people say, Jewish people, certainly observant people, when they say be something, they generally don't say BC. They'll say BCE, before the Common Era. And they won't see, they won't say AD, because that's also referencing the death.
The
say, they won't say Anno Domini, right, because that's a specific reference. They'll say CE, in the Common Era. Yeah. They try to do everything to distance themselves from referring to the system, which is based on the birth and death of Yashka. Give me 2 seconds, we'll just get to the end of the Ravadja, and then I'll take comments. He also says that there is no Isser B'chuk Oseim Lo Seleichu. Why? Because there's no specific non-Jewish purpose or reason in referring to these months. Now, when someone says January, no one says, oh, you see, he's doing something that's Gentile. He's doing something specific act that's meant to emulate the Gentiles, or he's doing something that is inherently Gentile. He says that's not true. And there's no pritzus, which we spoke about. And Lamaskana, he says, Lefiza hadavar barur she'ein kol iser b'sviras ha-tarech halo'ozi. Using the secular date does not involve any prohibition, according to Rav Avadya. Ulam, however, mehayos tov al tikri ra. V'kol she'ein tzarech godol, so here's the answer to your question. Yesh lichtov ha-chadoshin v'ashon ha-mispar b'nei Yisrael. If you could avoid it, you should certainly avoid it and try to use the Hebrew, or the, what we call the Jewish date. Ubefrat po ba'artzeinu hakadosha, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, a person should try to use the Jewish date. Ukesheish tzorech badaver, but if you have a great need, tov lichtov milvad lomisparam gam lebrias olam. You should try to write both dates. If you have to write lomisparam, you ever get an invitation and it says the date, and then at the end it says leminyanam.
Yeah.
Right. So that's another way of sort of saying this is their count. Leminyanam. It's according to their count. We say the wedding will take place Mirta Hashem on such and such a date in the Hebrew month of Shvat, and leminyanam this count. Sort of okay. If you have to refer to it because you need to, fine. But no, that's leminyanam. So Rav Avadya is saying if you have to do it, you should do it in case of need. But it's, as much as you can, you should also include the Hebrew date. It's funny. When I was in Eretz Yisrael as a bachur, I remember it very distinctly. I was talking to a cab driver. And he was asking me something, and I said, oh, you know, I've been here since Elul. And the guy says to me, when's Elul?
Like, the cab driver.
Yeah. He only knew, and I was shocked at that time. You know, like, what is this? Israel guy doesn't know what the months. To me, it was shocking. But a guy who's totally secular, they don't use those months. It's a Jewish month. It's not a Hebrew month. In Israel, they use the regular months. They call them Yuni, Yuli, Januar, February, Meretz.
You know how they're referring to
German?
Those happen to be the German.
What, Januar, February?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, there's certain things, there's no Hebrew word for it, so yeah. It's like anything else. It's like banana.
They don't have it.
So they say it like the German person.
And you know,
it the way I said it. If that happens to be German.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. By the way, you know how they refer to the last day of the secular year?
Sylvester is one of them, I think.
You know where that comes from?
No, not the cat. I know that.
Well,
first time I heard someone say that, what are you talking about?
Saint Sylvester. The name of Saint Sylvester.
So, okay, so now you see that these things do at least have some reference to things that maybe we shouldn't be referring to. But Rav Avadya, after saying that, or in the course of saying that, he also brings a number of Gedol Yisrael that were comfortable writing the non-Jewish dates. But there are many poskim who say that it's not proper to do. And if you're going to write the secular date, you should at least write leminyanam. Mm-hmm. And what about writing, as we said, 1, 2, 3, and the like? Yeah, so.
Why Why does he say the secular date does not come from that guy?
You mean, has he proved that? That
no,
the,
I'm just wondering. He doesn't like indicate what he.
He's just saying the count is off.
Oh,
right? Even okay. though they might think that they're doing it, he said the count is just 4 years off. So in reality, it's not really referencing the... That's what he says.
Seems like I got quite
so,
a few things wrong.
And then he says again, some want to say that it was really a reference to the Roman Malchus, some say that it was never really intended to be referencing Yeshua, it was really referencing something else. Just give me one more moment. I just want to make sure we touch on some of the post-gim, and then I'll take some additional comments, and maybe we'll continue another time. But Rav Avadya writes, Shelo yikru asa chodesh yanuar chodesh harishon, o februar sheni, v'chein b'ksiva el yesh livchor harab miyuto. You should basically pick the, use the names that are given. You should use the names that are given. He writes here, Bear with me one more moment. He says, Isser Mamish lo shamanu. Lachain ain't sarach limchos be hanoagim. If a person writes that way, because that's the way everyone else does it, they don't really think about it. Ubefrat b'chutz laretz, shekol misradei hamemshala, every government office, ve'ilei hameschar, ve'atasiya, monim lemisparam, all aspects of commerce use the that system. Ach yesh lahoyer lohem shelo yikru as achodesh yanuar chodesh harishon. Says you should not call, this he seems to say, don't refer to January as the first month. You want to write January 7th, 2011, that's not a violation of halacha. He doesn't think saying 2011 is a problem. It's not really counting from Yeshu. Saying January is not so much of a problem, he doesn't feel. But to say that January is the first month, that he does feel one should try to avoid. V'chein b'ksiva. Eliyesh livchor harab miyuto shiyukim b'shem osam amafurashim. Just call it January if you can. He does not like the reference to referring to January as the first month. He's saying that you should try to avoid. As even though he's okay with 2011, he's okay with the months, don't refer to January as month one. The Tzitz Eliezer, which we also have here in the Beis Medrash, that's Rav Eliezer Waldenberg, died within the last couple of years, he writes that Lahazkir Mefurash Shemos HaChadoshim Shalahem Hu Yoser Garua. To refer to the month, let's say it's January, he says that's worse. Because those names are all referencing false gods. If you say out the name, that's bad. Adifa, he says the opposite. Right, 1711. That's better. Because you're not actually saying January, which somehow refers to a Avodah Zarah. Where Rav Avadya says you're better off writing the name of the month, just refer to the name of the month, and not saying 1, 2, 3, because there you're getting into involved with this problem of the Ramban. That Tzitz Eliezer says that you should dafka write it in sort of more of an obtuse way, where you're not referencing the month by its Christological or idolatrous name. Right? Just to recap, or we'll recap. The Torah says in this week's Torah portion that you should refer to that Nisan should be counted as the first month. We said that the Ramban seems to say that that's an obligation, that one specifically has to do that to recount that the Exodus was a very important event. We are required every month to go back and refer to that month with its reference to the month of the Exodus. This is month two. Why is this month two? Because last month was month one in which the Exodus took place, and so on and so forth. As a result, the Chassam Sofer in two places rails against those who talk about the secular months as being month X or month Y instead of using the Torah system. And in following in that vein, you have halachists who who wrote on this topic and discuss whether or not it is halacha lamaisa or not. Rav Shlomo of Vilna, who was the Moritz Tzedek in Vilna after the Gra, wrote that he was very bewildered by the Jewish practice in his time, that Jews wrote shtaros and wrote documents and did not insist, and in Kiddush HaChodesh, did not insist on referring to the months as month one, month two, and so on. Therefore, he said it must be that the Ramban was not accepted lehalacha. Right? Therefore, he said it must be that the Ramban was not accepted. Puk chazi mayam. Let's take a look and see. Apparently, the Ramban was not accepted. That having been said, we saw that many Poskim did feel very strong about it. The Chasam Sofer, we mentioned, wrote about it in two places. And the Maharam Shik says that on a Matzeva, if you're writing something and you're writing the name of the month and you're writing the year and you're writing all these things that refer to the non-Jewish system, you're causing a tremendous takala for other people who are reading it, and therefore you should even remove these Matzevos. Rabbi Avadia took a much more lenient approach to writing out of the year and the months, but felt that one should still, with all that, should not refer to the month as month one, month two, month three, and given the choice, it would be much better to write January 7, 2011, than to write 1-7-11. The Tzitz Eliezer had the exact opposite approach, and he said that to refer to those names of the months, you're saying the name of the false god, and why would you do that when you could simply say 1-7-11? All right? But you said also that obviously, given the choice, it's always better to write the Jewish month, the Jewish date. Okay, there are some other, obviously there are other opinions here, but I know there are a couple of questions, so in the few minutes that we have, either I'll take a couple of questions or I can continue, it's up to you. Questions?
Yep, so what's...
I knew that was the way it was going to go. Now you ask me what's the proper thing to do. So you have these, at least, you know, these poskim, there are additional poskim. I'll tell you the Be'er Moshe. The Be'er Moshe was the Deborah Tzina Rav, another posek in the previous generation, well-respected posek, who wrote very strongly against Rabbi Avadia when Rabbi Avadia said there's no problem in referring to the names of the months with their foreign names. And he says, this is, even if you say that he died 4 years before, or he was born 4 years before, he says that the reason why they waited 4 years is for some other reason, that they 4 years later, that's when the religion evolved or something, but that's why they count from then. But it's still, in essence, they're still basing it on the personality who is Yashka, and as a respect to their religion, and therefore he says that any shimush, any use of that system would be inappropriate, and you're giving some credence and some deference to that religion. And as a result, he says that the Maharam Shik asserted it. The Maharam Shik was obviously very much against it. And if you don't write after you write the date, L'sviras ha-notzrim, if you don't sort of try to distance yourself from it by afterwards saying, this is the date for them, then you're doing something wrong. He says it's absolutely wrong to write the date without afterwards distancing yourself from it. He says everyone knows that this minyan is a Christian count. And if a person doesn't write L'sviras ha-notzrim, it's usur. And if you tell me the Chasam Sofer apparently did use some of the secular dates, he said that was because of Shalom Malchus, because for whatever reason he had to, given the position in or the situation in the secular culture at the time, but we don't have a situation like that. We're not forced to use secular dates unless you have a case where we have to use a secular date. Then obviously everyone understands that it's done of necessity and not to show deference to that faith. And his maskana is that it's actually usur to count using that system, and when it's necessary, you should at least add the word lemisparam. Aval lo lichtov tachas chodesh November mispar 11. Instead of writing November, don't write 11. He's not in favor of that. And so the first thing that one should do is first write November 2011. Don't write 11-11. That he thinks is wrong. V'chein yishlech tov December below 12. Don't write 12, write December. Why? The chodesh yidbeis hu adar below December. The 12th month is typically adar and not December. U'kishakosim hashana b'chek. Says when you write. This is a contemporary author, right? Be'er Moshe also died not that long ago. Be'er Moshe is very famous in certain circles. He had a very strongly worded tshuva against Yeshiva University. He felt that the whole idea, the whole institution, the concept, was not a proper one.
because of the second stuff?
Yeah, yeah. It's when I was in Moshe Akola one summer, they have a set of the Bear Moshe, and in the volume, they're sort of like proud of it. They said, "Why you Kolo?" So I said, like, they were proud of it. They said, "Take a look at this, you know, inside this volume, take a look at this tshuva." It was like they made it to the big time. They got, you know, it's the truth is, there's some truth to that. No one's going to write a whole tshuva about some place that's not significant. Like, why are you going to spend your time talking about something no one's machshir anyway? If you're writing a tshuva against it, must be that people feel it's
significant. Why would he have a problem with studying secular stuff?
I mean, that's a whole philosophical question. What different attitudes were towards learning secular knowledge, and then certainly to incorporate it with yeshiva and to say it's a yeshiva where they learn secular knowledge. This is an old debate. This goes back already to the time of the Chassam Sofer and Rav Hirsch in the 1800s. But in any event, in this tshuva, he writes when you're writing a check, and he writes check, tzadi with a little chupchik, check. That's the way we pronounce it. Bavadi anisa raklich tov 980 or 80. Umeir ani alatzmi shetomid kasavti 80 or 980. Veshum check lo chazor im haya maos babank. You tried not to write it in such a way where, again, where you're referring to.
Don't use all four digits of the.
Yeah, he tried not to, basically minimize it as much as you can. He said he never got a check returned as long as there was money there. It's a funny, funny lashon that he has there. But again, so there are different opinions here. Rav Asher Weiss, who's a contemporary gadol, sort of has a limud zchus, sort of a favorable explanation as to why many people are lenient with this today. And he says that since this gather of the. What's the Ramban's insistence on in terms of this pasuk? That Nisan should enjoy a certain prominence for us as Rosh Chodeshim, but we're not necessarily mitzuva to count it as the first month with regard to everything. We have to look at it with a certain prominence. That was the month that God took us out of Egypt. But does it always mean that you always have to refer to it as the first month? Maybe not. And he says you find certain places in the Vim that they use the names instead of the numbers. And he says they certainly weren't in violation of the Ratzon Hashem. So he says it must be that when we're machshiv the Nisan as the first month, then we're living in line with the Ratzon Hashem. As long as we view Nisan as being the first month, deep down, we really respect Nisan as being the first of the months, that's really what we're supposed to do when it says that it should be for this first month. And therefore, where there's no hechrech to use the other months, maybe it's proper to do that. But when situation is such that it requires writing the secular date, he didn't feel that it was necessarily so clear that it was a problem. We have another 2 minutes before I have to really absolutely leave. So let me just mention one other thing. I'll take a question. I have time for one other point and one question. Okay? Yalkut Yosef, the Ravadja's son, in discussing a related issue, discusses whether or not it's appropriate to put the secular date on an invitation. So he says, "Yishlichto b'hazmanos es ha-tarich shel ha-chasana b'tarich yivri." Put the Jewish date on a wedding invitation. Kigon or le'echad l'chodesh. V'harotzim lichto b'hazmanos gam tarich lo'azi. If you want to put the secular date as well, lo yichtavu mispar chodesh. Don't write 1-7-11. Dayno ha-chodesh ha-rishon ha-washeni. Ela yichtavu yanuar. You should write Yanuar, like Rav Avadi himself says in the Tshuva, February v'chadoma, sheze odif yoser. And then you should write, after you write the secular date, you should write l'misparam. And very often you'll see that. In an invitation that certainly comes from a person, very often you'll find the date and it says l'misparam. Sometimes if you speak to very...
So what's the final bottom line about this?
Final bottom line is, given all of this, given what the Chassam Sofer had to say, given what some had to say the Ramban meant, I'm suggesting that as much as it can be avoided, you should certainly avoid. The bigger problem, to my mind, seems to be the 1-11, the 2-11, referring to that. You want to write Jan 7, 2011, I don't think that, again, according to Maram Shik, that was pretty bad too, right? Because he says it's referencing a false God. But I think there are enough poskim that seem to be less concerned with that and more concerned with the violation of the pasuk in terms of the count that I would be more worried about that. And as proof of that, just tell you this, if I could find it quickly, I know I have it marked off here someplace. as I mentioned yesterday or 2 days ago, he's notoriously machmir in general. And over here, I think he's somewhat more make. Let me see if I can find him. Just bear with me 1 second. So that's the bottom line. More than I can.
CE at the end? Is that sufficient for
CE? Why does that help? That
common error? Common according to them?
I recall when I was in seventh grade stay away in public school in the Bronx.
So you shouldn't wear a CE or a T-shirt.
Which one is arbitrary date?
No, AD.
AD has actual meaning to the word. CE means common error.
So BC,
as opposed to
anything.
The year of our Lord. I think only two kids in the class.
HP, and it would be something. I mean, like you could make up anything.
Well, I didn't know what you were calling accepted practice.
Okay, she I can't find it on the press now.
But she was referring to.
So CE, is that cool? Is that sufficient?
I don't think that's gonna help. I mean, why? Because you're saying that's the way they count. You're
yeah. So instead of saying whatever that word was,
Laminyanam.
Yeah. Instead of saying Laminyanam.
You don't like that.
What?
You can get into that. I can see you rocking that. You can see you tell people the date. Oh,
yeah. But if it's something
that's
exactly.
But if it's a publication that's that's all in English.
Laminyanam?
You mean
Lamisparam?
Laminyana?
Laminyanam.
No, I understand.
But if it's in a publication that's only in English.
I think you
so CE, if you write CE.
I don't think that's going to accomplish too much.
But doesn't that mean common error? Common according to whom? To them? Isn't that a natural.
I hear what you're saying. I'm just not sure.
Are you saying according to the Christians or according to them? Right, because they refer to it themselves as Amabavani, right? So if we say common era, then that's sufficient.
Just give you 10 different shitas, and basically anything you want to do, you'll find somebody who will agree with you.
No, that's not the way we don't follow.
We don't go rabbi shopping.
Don't practice halacha like that.
We don't go rabbi shopping.
I'm saying, given you're asking me my feeling, I'm telling you, given what I've seen and what we've discussed now, my feeling is that as much as it could be avoided, it should be avoided. You should sensitize yourself to this. And if nothing else, I got to find this tshuva. I'm going to save it for another time. But you can accomplish the same thing by writing the name of the month or just abbreviating the name of the month, Jan or Feb or Mar. And stop writing 1-7. You might have to relearn. You know, it's like a little difficult. But that'll be my suggestion.
Right.
Well, you know, I can't tell you what other people would say. I never spoke to the Rosh Hashiva about this. I don't know his personal feeling about it. But like I said, if you could avoid what would be problematic according to some, why not? You know, that's why. And if nothing else, like I said before, we should try to be sensitive about it. Okay, Rabbi, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful Shabbos, and look forward to seeing everyone on Monday.